September crept in quietly and is now leaving with barely a whisper. Registration for the 2022-23 season took place in person on September 15 at the SCACL office. The atmosphere was lively with lots of chatting as folks reconnected and signed up for their favorite sports. Darlene Nelson is gearing up to see her friends when she once again hits the field and the ice for bocce and curling. Amber Marr signed up for the usual basketball and curling and is looking forward to everything. Shelley McQuagg missed the fun times playing bocce and curling and can't wait to get back to it. In addition to the regular group of returning athletes, registration coordinator Allison Pearson is pleased to announce two new athletes have joined the Orca swim team. However, there are six golf athletes who are still waiting for a new head coach as they are itching to get on the green. Followers of this column may have noticed that SOSC placed an ad in our paper calling for volunteers and coaches. I'm happy to say there have been some responses and we hoping to see more in the fall. If you or anyone you know is interested in working with a great group of individuals who are eager and always impressive, contact Allison Pearson at imaparadise@dccnet.com. This year, some outstanding people are receiving special O-pins to honor their dedication to our movement. Soccer coach Andrea Aliong, her 5-year pin. Swim coach Kathy Verge, her 10-year pin. And basketball coach Samantha Jampa, her 15-year pin. No matter how long they have been with us, all coaches' efforts are deeply appreciated. Congratulations to all of them, especially during National Coaches Week September 17 to 24. When you see them, be sure to let them know what they mean to you. Orca stars, Haley Borofsky and Jenny Verge returned from the 2022 Canada Summer Games in Niagara, Ontario with dynamic results. Haley's first ever national event as a Special Olympic athlete earned her a bronze medal in her 50 meters breaststroke. Jenny Verge, no stranger to competition, having attended the Games also in 2017 as a Special O athlete and this year as a para athlete, came home with hot new personal bests. In addition to donations of time and energy, financial assistance is also helpful. On behalf of Special Olympics Sunshine Coast, I wish express our gratitude for the generosity offered by our surrounding community. Your donations mean a lot and go a long way. Randy Younghusband, coach and executive extraordinaire, agreed to represent our interests at a Special Olympic BC Leadership Summit on the mainland. Presentations that address the reigniting and rebuilding of the movement post-pandemic will be helpful for our local leadership as well as exploring ways of connecting this fantastic organization globally. Randy will share his experiences and insights with our local over the next while. It just goes to show that despite everything that may stand in our way, athletes and volunteers alike show no sign of slowing or stopping anytime soon.